RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Grab it in the Apple Store and at Google Play. With that said, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Coming back on the heels of their lauded 2023 appearance on MP on the mic, my guys, Blaine and Chris, here to represent the great city of Richmond. Blaine, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Here's where we left off last time. It was a year ago, so I need to refresh your memory. Chris was breaking down Hallmark Christmas movies for us. Mm-hmm. And then, like, with 3 minutes to go in the segment, he's like, by the way, I've seen all the Hallmark Christmas movies. And you start, like, breaking them down. It's like, this is tragic that we only have 3 minutes left. Bill Drake is the country music guy here at Odyssey. He comes in the other day, and he dropped a nugget on me. So I want to see if you know this or not. He says in every, he watches them with his wife, you know, he says in all, every Hallmark Christmas movie, there's a really nice, really expensive car. Like a, you know, like a 43 Dodge Charger or something. And that's like, he's like, I'm not watching, I'm zoning out. Ooh, look at that car.
Yep. Yep, you gotta have the hooks in for everybody, you know?
I didn't realize it was truly something for everybody. Are there other Easter eggs there that keep the male audience engaged?
Well, for the males, I don't think so. There's probably next to nothing. Yeah, just the cars.
All right.
I was talking to my sister recently, and a friend invited her to an event, actually at a local country club, that they had to get special approval. And it's, you know, a group of married women. They're going to watch a Hallmark movie in footy pajamas, and the event is called like Hallmark Hotties. We're going to watch an event with Hallmark Hotties. I was like, oh, interesting. This is something.
That's a new level.
My sister and, you know, with kids that are, you know, in middle school and high school, I guess that's a thing that is done.
The moms or the kids?
The moms, I just have questions around, is this a thing? Like, are there Hallmark Hotties? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, now we're talking about Easter eggs. I'm wondering, is there like a product placement of like the nicest top level, like Hallmark card? Like, I don't know. I was like, are there cards, like product dropped in there?
What percentage of Hallmark company revenues are the cards at this juncture? It's got to be enormously small, right?
Yes, they make all their money on the movies this time of year.
Well, they've got, there's a whole Hallmark stores. They sell things. Mm-hmm. But I got to think the cards are a fraction of the Hallmark revenue.
Because I think all of those movies, there's a very clear formula. It works well. If you're on a Friday night, you don't want to think that hard. You just kind of want to sit down and you're on another screen. It's interesting enough.
That is my issue with the prestige television era. Sometimes I don't want prestige television. Like, I need people to start making some new Friends and Seinfelds and all that. The Office. Mm. That was the true golden era of television. anything you've been up to since we talked last, Blaine?
Oh.
It's been a whole year, so.
Yeah, no, just, I mean,
you
know, I'm just
fast forward through here in 10 seconds.
I'm out here living life.
All right.
Kids at home, staying busy. It's a rainy day here. My feet are a little chilly, but that's not a new thing. That's just how it goes.
You brought in several copies. I'm gonna let you brag on me because I haven't talked about it on the radio yet. So I know you want to talk about it. So
very excited.
Go for it.
We live in a world where sometimes we don't get very good news. It's hard to open up your app of choice. I got some news recently that I'm very excited about that I'd like to present to you all. There is an awards.
Flipping through the page.
There's a series of awards.
Chris is literally flipping through the pages to give you a soundtrack to this.
I was in a coffee shop this morning.
That's a true sound.
I was in a coffee shop this morning. I pick up the new copy of Style Weekly. They put out a top 40 under 40. And your friend and mine, Michael Phillips, is featured as one of the top 40 under 40 people in the Richmond region. I just want to give a big round of applause to to Michael Phillips. Wanted to pump you up. I mean, I think it's...
That's right, page 55.
It's very exciting. Great picture of you. It's toward the back, which, as you know, in terms of magazine, they always put like the interesting, like high-end stories at the end, so you got to flip through all the ads. Mm-hmm, so I think that's a compliment to you that you're toward the end.
If it is ranked 1 through 40, I am 39th. I just barely made the cut.
I think they're counting down. I think it's going from best. They're keeping the best in the back so that you flip through all the stuff.
There's two people on that next page. I'm 38th. All right, I'm already moving up.
But I'll just say, as
my net ranking wasn't good. Didn't play a tough schedule.
My 30 seconds, like genuine pumping you up. Michael he's talked about the richrender.org. Check it out. I mean, you've done a massive amount of work to bring that thing to life. That's not radio related, but I'm very excited for the service it's going to offer to Richmond, to the region. I think you've been well deserved. It obviously is a team effort, and that's the thing you're going to be. Oh, it's a team effort, absolutely. But I think you're the man to lead it, and we're excited that it exists.
That was coming. I could tell.
Blaine is on the team.
So team effort.
That was a preemptive. I know you're going to credit the team.
I know you're going to,
which is
me.
You,
right? Yes. Yeah.
I know that you're going to deflect praise back to me. Well, so I just want to pre-deflect your deflected praise. Right?
Maybe I deflect your deflection to my deflection.
Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I'd be like, I've overcome the team I've had to work with.
Right. And,
we've done.
No, Blaine's just waiting for that 40 over 40.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm holding out.
It's coming.
I didn't know. I honestly was working under the assumption you had been a 40 under 40. Like, until today.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, I'm sorry. Style disappointed me.
Okay.
Yeah. You are not disappointing me.
Yeah. He didn't even ask me, Blaine. Like, hey, Chris, were you? No.
You were in the when Blaine won the award. You would have been had to deflect the praise to you because you made his podcast sound good.
That's right.
That was your job.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So I understand the deflecting praise game.
Team effort.
It reflects back. I get to go to a party Thursday night. In Scott's edition, because it's where the young people are. So I'll feel hideously out of place just right out of the gate. And I'll get to hang out with all these young people who are doing cool things and be like, all the young people, you're under 40? Barely.
You snuck in under the wire,
barely.
Right?
Yeah.
40, near 40.
What, 30 days, like less than 30 days as we sit here today?
As we sit here today, it is 50 days.
Okay.
We are 50 days away.
That's plenty of time.
Who's counting?
Also, you had a birthday this week, so happy late birthday to
Blaine. Thank you.
Completely forgot it, Chris. And Blaine gave me that, you know,
a nudge,
because yesterday was my birthday, like one of those in the flow of conversation. The very subtle, but also the like,
nudge.
Sorry, I didn't call you back yesterday. It was my birthday.
I was a little busy. A little
it was a little bit of like, how was your week? And I was like, man, I'm taking a whole week. I didn't have a lot of expectation. I've got a little bit of flexibility, and I was feeling great. So there's no expectation. I release you from any. I'm sure you've lost a lot of sleep over it, and it's been a really hard week for you. So, you know, I think that next time you get together with your therapist, you can process through that, because I'm sure it's been weighing on you.
I don't do therapy. I just bring you in once a year to tell me about my emotions.
Mm-hmm. So
it's way cheaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after your hefty appearance fee here from yes. Odyssey International, still
yes, 100%.
Still way cheaper. So here's what we're doing today. You have some Christmas song commentary. That's correct.
Yes. We do.
Okay. And Chris, you have some Christmas song commentary as well.
Indeed.
Obviously, our Odyssey sister station, Mix, plays the Christmas hits
year-round.
We're going to infringe on their territory in the next segment, play some Christmas songs, provide some commentary.
I would call it cross-promotion. You know, I think 2 + 2 = 7 sort of a situation. I don't think we're infringing. I think we're pumping them up. 98.1 Mix. It's all in the same umbrella. Keep going.
I was told there would be no math. This show's signature line. We did learn today, Blaine, you'll appreciate this as a basketball guy. VCU has a high school recruit who got 30 rebounds last night in a high school basketball game. Yeah. The NCAA record for rebounds in a game, 51, was set by a player for William & Mary in the 50s against UVA.
Wow. 30 rebounds in a high school game. Games aren't long.
No. And... do you like Joe Bama still had like a sequence the other night where he like essentially missed a layup twice and grabbed his own rebound and kept putting it back? It was like three.
Yeah, you're,
it was a three rebound
sequence.
You're
padding your stats.
It almost feels like you have to pad stats to get to 30 rebounds in a regulation length basketball game. It just feels almost impossible.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah. He'll be at the Siegel Center next year.
Wow.
So there you go. It's down in Newport News this year. And we'll also do Richmond overrated, underrated, as we do, if you still have any topics left from last year. Style Weekly, overrated now that I know Blaine Lay is not 40.
Well, you better.
I was prepared to give him their props until I learned.
Well, you better be careful at the party when you're going on record at the publication that just recognizes you.
Oh yeah, underrated. They do great things for Richmond. So we'll take a break. We'll get back. We'll start the fun after this. You're listening to 910
The Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app.
Every once in a while, we give the show over to people who know what they're doing. This is one of those days. Friends Blaine and Chris. Friends of the show, Blaine and Chris are here to break down the season, everything going on, hot takes on everything. Blaine, we've been waiting. It's time. You've brought some Christmas music for us, and you have some commentary?
Yes, I've got a couple. I think Chris has one. And this came so last.
And I've got one as well.
Oh, great. We got four. Oh, man. I'm very excited about this. We did a version of this last year where Chris was talking specifically about the Christmas song with Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
I think Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yep, Santa's coming to town.
And you were commenting on how Bruce is talking to the band, and I just thought that was amazing.
I forgot your take, to be honest. Blaine, it was life-changing.
He's just like, band!
Yeah, it's like
you feeling good?
It was life-changing for Blaine. I don't remember it.
I used to loathe that song so much. And like, I have this whole thing about, you know, mainstream bands producing holiday music, which we'll get to, but
ooh, it's called foreshadowing.
Yeah, that's a hook. But yeah, it's like it starts off. It's a live performance, and it's like the intro's going long, and he's like, "Hey, Ben, you've been really good this year.
Like, yeah,
how about you, Clarence?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, because Santa's watching you." That was my birthday.
I think he's like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And you're anti that?
Well, it's grown on me. As a 40 over 40, I like it now, but when as a younger person, I was like, why are we doing this? But
what's going on,
you know?
But now you've aged.
I've aged, and I appreciate it. You know, he's just really he's trying his best out there.
I like it. I love it. Okay, so should we go to my first one?
Yes,
here. So let's cue up. There's a song by Donnie Hathaway. Don't play the clip yet. The song is "This Christmas." People that know me well, occasionally I'll send friends voice text messages, 90s songs, and this is you know this song. It's "This Christmas." It's Donny Hathaway, "This Christmas." You're going to hear the actual song in a minute.
Why did we even pull the clip?
My prologue, that little bass line, the bow, 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 is amazing. I love it every time. But there's towards the tail end of the song, there's a part, you can play the clip, where he says, "Shake a hand, shake a hand." So let's hear that. For me, yeah. I love it. I love I wish I could play keys on that song. You got strings in there, but I love, he's just walking around. He says, "Shake a hand, shake a hand." He's not saying, "I am shaking a hand." He says it twice. I think it's not only a statement of what he's doing, but also a call to what we all should be doing. You know, I think, okay, here, I'm jumping on my soapbox. I now stand up on my soapbox. In a world filled with isolation and polarization, we need more Donny Hathaways in the world out there. Just doing a little shake a hand. Like, this is the call. Yes. This is the call that we need in this moment as we try to come together as a country, as a city, in a world where we're separate. You got to shake a hand. Yeah.
I'm laughing, but I agree.
And the COVID remix, bump a fist.
Yes.
Bump an elbow.
Yeah. Yes.
We're back in handshaking territory.
It doesn't have the same pentameter.
I was worried the handshake was going to disappear during COVID, but it's back. I'm actually pro-handshake. Right. I know a lot of people were kind of excited to see it go for a little while. I'm with our friend Donnie. I'm pro-handshake.
Pro-handshake. Going on record here.
I'd like to, you know, they'll use this against me someday when I run for office, and I'm prepared for that. But a man's got to stand up for what he believes in. Everyone's
funny.
Now, you were all in on the tambourine there.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I hear the song, when I think about the song. Because like maybe he's talking about shaking the tambourine though with the hand.
Oh, interesting! Wow.
Yeah,
it works in multiple ways.
Well, I don't know. I really
as all great songwriting does.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, the SNL Christopher Walken. We need more triangle. There's an SNL for this song where we need more tambourine.
Chris, do you want to take this one?
I believe it's a cowbell, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. It is cowbell. Mm-hmm. We need more cowbell.
40 under 40 over here.
You can open up the magazine.
Get it together. Actually
been, it has been rescinded.
Get it together.
Yeah, it has been rescinded.
It says the article says
the
nothing.
The page just fell out.
Style Weekly has just issued a statement.
Yeah, we.
It, yeah, it has
39
nothing
out of 40 ain't bad. They hit pretty well. Yes, it needs more cowbell.
Love it.
This one needs more tambourine.
Love it.
I love it. You're one for one here.
Who's next?
Oh yeah, you want to do your second?
I could do the Okay, so here the next one. this next one is a jam by a man named Chuck Berry. Run, Run, Rudolph. Just get that ready. It's waiting in the on deck circle. This song came out in 1958. It's a banger, certifiable all time great Christmas song. Rock and roll legend. For those of a certain age, it might remind you of Home Alone when they run through the airport. Run, Run, Rudolph.
Oh, first movie I was thinking of was Back to the Future when you said Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's also great.
Marvin Berry.
Yeah.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Listen to this. Yeah, look it up. Great song. So a couple quick comments about this particular song before we jump to the audio. Number one, the opening line is, out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. What a, just an amazing opening line. In the second, the first verse, he talks about a little boy, all he wants for Christmas, rock and roll electric guitar. Okay. I want to cue, so let's cue this up where he is responding to, he's recounting a scene where Santa is asking a girl what she wants for Christmas. Let's hear that clip from Run, Run, Rudolph.
Run, run, Rudolph, I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl, child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet.
Okay. Right there. Again, I would love to just be playing the background band. Just a great song. Like, all in. The line there is, Santa says to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet. Those are a lot of bodily functions. And whenever I hear that, I'm just like, what is going on? I did a little bit of, I call it amateurish research on the interwebs, as we often do.
That's a very fancy way of saying Google.
Yes.
Googled it.
I actually tacked artificial intelligence for this because I think this is what the technology was designed for. So the song comes out in 1958, and in the early 20th century, there were these dolls that would have lifelike bodily functions. And one of them was literally called the Betsy Wetsy, which would, it came with a baby bottle. Water was fed into her mouth. It traveled through the doll and would, quote, wet her diaper. And so there was this time where kids wanted dolls that would have functioning, cry, sleep, drink, and yes, wet. And so I feel like I've done a public service today. My question for you, Michael and Chris, you both have children.
I'll let you just gloss over that. I feel like I've done a public service today.
So
moving on.
I just, I'll accept. I'm waiting for my award. but so here's my question. If we made a lifelike doll that represented something that your children uniquely did, and it had a lifelike thing, what would it say on the front of the box? Like, this doll does fill in the blank. And yes, you can throw your kids under the bus.
Well, you have to. You have to answer this question. We have that doll, by the way, that you feed and it wets the diaper.
Interesting.
Like a modern version? Or the
It's a modern version of it.
Do you know what it's called?
I hate it. Baby Alive, I want to say. Baby Alive. If you feed the water in and it pees it out.
That's amazing.
And if you're thinking, bet that makes a mess, you're correct. It does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's wildly impractical.
Yeah, we had one that cried real tears, and the audio actually sounded like a real baby's cry.
No.
Around the same age as our kids, and when they weren't looking,
why?
I threw it in the trash.
Why?
Just to add to the stress of the parents, I think.
You don't have enough stress. We're going to make toys that stress you out, too.
Any toy that makes noise, I'm out on, as a category.
Yeah.
If it plays a song, if it jingles, like, I have nothing to do with it.
I am glad we kind of missed the window, like, because kids now have, like, was it Coco Melon, like, these shows that's just, like, bright flashing colors and all that. Like, I'm glad we never got into that. That seems terrible.
It's brainwashing.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a friend growing up. His dad he was an engineer kind of guy. He had them all believing that batteries, like battery operated toys on Christmas, lasted like 24, 48 hours. And then just some, like, magically batteries didn't work anymore.
That's a bummer.
That's a very unique battery, too. But, like, he would literally go in and, like,
that's a bummer.
Chris, that feels like your public service today.
Yeah. So,
I love it.
If your kids are listening, you know, turn it down. But I highly recommend 10 for 10.
I love it.
We're already fibbing to the children a lot around this time of year.
So. We are. You brought in, I'm super intrigued by this, a very corn Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm going to feel a little more bah humbug compared to Blaine here, but...
We accept all of the full range of emotions here on MP on the mic.
Yes. Okay, great. So I guess cue up the song. Any part of the song is fine. But the...
you'll get the gist of it.
You can pick. But I've been, just this week, been truly intrigued by the mashup of like metal, punk, like heavy rock, and holiday songs.
So like Linkin Park, those kinds kinds of bands. Okay.
And like even back to like Ramones, Fear, Blink-182 has a Christmas album.
Yep.
So there, I do want to say up front that there is plenty of songs that like kind of stick to like the theme of punk music and metal music, where it's like it's about being different, being like rebelling, and not going with the mainstream.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And it's like, you know, like there's a lot of macabre themes, like real Krampus vibes.
Good word.
If you guys are familiar with the Krampus.
Yeah.
But there, the thing I've been most interested in is like metal bands who are just like covering Christmas traditional holiday tunes, but in their genre.
Okay.
So I think we'll play the clip.
Yeah.
And then I'll just like complain a
Merry
little
Christmas from Korn.
I'll continue my complaint.
That is a taste. Now, you know, if I was being honest, I would say sometimes in the car, driving from one family thing to another family thing to another family thing to an office thing during the holidays, do I feel like singing Jingle Bells like that? Yeah, I do.
Merry freaking Christmas.
So you're just saying in some situations they're capturing the true spirit of Christmas?
They are just empathetically... cathartically doing a service.
All right.
So I will say that. But my question is, so my dissonance in that actually is that, like, that intro, they play, you know, it's like this non-joiner punk. Okay, wait, sorry, disclaimer. Korn is one of the godfathers of nu metal. I'm saying that for all my metalhead friends out there, okay? Like, I'm not, this is not a diss track.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... The point I'm trying to get to is like how many of these bands are just producing these songs because they're in some sort of contract with a label.
Well, you're not suggesting they're just in it for the money.
They're doing it for the money.
They're just doing it for the money?
Yes.
Not for the love of
which
love
is
of the holiday
entirely
season?
Entirely antithetical
not
to,
spread to
the
cheer?
Genre.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
you're worried they're just cranking out these Christmas albums to make a buck?
Yes.
Oh no.
Can you believe it? So if you subscribe to a digital music service, I highly recommend taking a little tour on that end of the holiday spectrum and just see how it hits you. To me, it feels like, you know, a sellout move, right?
So, oh, because punk and metal are anti-sellout.
Right. They're the last thing. They write songs about other people selling out.
But if you yell Jingle Bells, you're not selling out. You're subverting the season.
Okay,
but
it's a question of authenticity.
The other thing to me, as a musician, as a guitar player, the intro of that song where they basically play the melody of Jingle Bells, like I could just feel that they just don't care. They do not care.
Your heart's not in it, guy.
Yeah.
Your heart's not in it.
And that, I mean, and there's some of that in some of the other songs too, where it's just like, he's like, okay, we're going to make this metal, I guess, I mean, whatever. And it's just like, does not care. And to Blaine's point, it's time for us to care deeply about things and one another, you know? So
it's felt very professorial. Like
that thing, that just really, that's the part that feels dissonant to me, and that's caused me to like go down all these rabbit holes.
I am Chris Payne, and I approve this message. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not an anti-corn message, okay?
This isn't about them. Okay, it's about
Daniel White.
It's about the principle of the matter.
You're accusing them of selling out.
It's about the principle
out,
of the matter.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, they may not have a choice, though. I don't want to go into like how record contracts work, but how the music industry works. But
this is when you announce like the podcast that you're going to launch about that dives deep into this world.
Yeah.
There's something in there, man. You're getting riled up over here.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what that something is. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening.
Be on the mic.
9 to the Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. Chris and Blaine are here spreading some holiday cheer with us. Welcome aboard, fellas. And Blaine is going to give me my year-end performance review, which I appreciate, and break down MP on the mic. When I worked at the newspaper, we had yearly performance reviews. And so two things happened. You were sent a form, and your boss was sent a form online. And there were like 5 to 10 questions, and you had to grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. 1, the worst, it's time to fire this guy. 5, the best, let's give him a raise and a promotion. And so, you know, it's simple questions. How'd you do this year? Did you meet your goals? Do you work well with others? You know the questions for a year-end performance review. And your boss filled it out too, and then you both sat down together and reviewed how you both felt about how the other person did.
Right.
Okay, first year, I fill it out, and I crushed it, obviously. But you don't give yourself all 5s. Everybody understands that.
There's always room for improvement.
That looks bad.
Yeah.
Do you go all 4s? Do you go like some 5s, some 4s? What's your mix there in the performance review?
I think if, let's say there's, you know, 30 dimensions, I think you got to mix in a good, you know, if you think that you're capable of like 15 5s, you can't put all 50. It's like pick your 7 that you're like, yes, this is the one I feel strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to modulate. You can't push it all the way to the edge on all of them. Like I agree with that approach because you don't want to come across. You got to communicate self confidence and self awareness. I know that I'm good. I'm confident. I also recognize I've got some room to improve here.
My boss gave me all 3s and 1 4, and he said, "Here's what you need to know." Because I saw this before we went in. I was like, oh, geez. He goes, we are literally not allowed to give 5s. That's company policy. Now you know for next year. I should have told you in advance. We don't give 5s.
Wow.
To anybody ever. Nobody has ever received a 5 in the history of this performance review.
That's the opposite of what I would call best practice.
Well, it defeats the purpose.
I would not give that a 5. I would not give the policy a 5. You should be like, this makes a lot of sense.
Because you can't.
I would give the policy a 5.
But 4s are also like you can give one person a 4 one time.
I was going to say, the 4s become the 5.
No.
You just have to change.
No, the 3s are the 5.
Oh.
He can give out 1 4. And he's like, you got the best score of anybody in the department.
Congratulations.
Because you got 1 4.
Because I got 1 4.
That's confusing.
He's like, I have to fight to give you that 4.
Interesting.
I had to go upstairs and fight management to give you a 4.
But somebody,
you deserved it.
You should start another organization that's healthier than that.
Yeah, that does real performance reviews.
MP on the mic, you listen to it, perhaps even on the Free Odyssey app. Grab it, Apple Store, Google Play.
Worldwide, rewind button. Keep
See?
Going.
Now I know you're a listener. I love it. How'd I do this year?
He's been listening closely, Mike.
So, Michael, I appreciate you coming in this morning. I actually want to make this, this is a sports show. I want this to be less of a, I don't want the metaphor to be we're sitting in a conference room. I want this to be more of a, you're an NFL quarterback. You guys just punted. You came. You sat down on the bench, right? You sat down. There's a giant fan blowing behind you. I threw a towel over your neck, and I'm giving you an iPad. I'm the offensive coordinator. Just a couple quick things. One of them's room for improvement. The other one, I want to pump you up before you go back out there. Okay, so we're just giving you a little bit of data. I want you to then respond and say, how once I get back on the field, I'm under center.
what is it that I can do to improve? Because we know that this is a place that values constant improvement. So sitting on the bench. Okay, I'm handing you the iPad. I've only got two slides. My first one, here's what the slide says. We've looked at the last 150 plays that you've been through. I'm trying to not mix my metaphor. This is about the radio show and the vocal qualities that you're using as the quarterback of this team here, Michael. Use a phrase when something happens. You say, "I love it." Okay, it's great.
I do say that.
We've done some analytics with our analytics team. Of the 10,000 times that you've used that phrase during the history of the show, the actual number is 10,198. We've actually been able to verify, based on body metric data that we have, that you actually only love it 65% of the time. The other 35% of the time, it means I hear what you're saying or I want to move on. I love it. It's like a thing. So I think there's one question around how you're using it. I think the other thing that I would just want to note is that you could vary the phrase that you're using to, you know, for things that you either enjoy or if you want to move on, you can say, "Oh, that's fantastic. That's great." Defenses are going to start to adjust when you say, "I love it." So I think, you know, when you're there, you know, the first time they see you through, they're going to be able to respond to, "I love it." But I think you just might want to mix up your delivery when you're impressed by something or you want to move on.
You can sense that sometimes I say, "I love it," and I do not, in fact, actually love it.
That's true.
I'm just attempting to keep the radio show moving.
"I love it. Let's move on." I love it. I think there are times, there's a word that starts with F in the English language. I will not say it here, but that can mean many things. I think "I love it." There are probably times where it means "I actually don't love it. I don't like it."
Huh.
But you're not going to say that. You just need to move on.
Love it. Next item.
Love it. So that's sort of the room for improvement.
There it is.
The next one, again, before you jump back out, before you're under center again, I just want to give you some confidence. There's another thing that you do that is, I would say, the most underrated thing that you probably do vocally that is not getting enough airtime until today.
Getting into overrated, underrated?
Yes.
I need the London
very,
Fletcher
very
laugh.
Underrated. Right, yeah. I want to pump you up segment. Because I just dinged you about "I love it." I want to give you a little bit of confidence before you get back out there. And you do I'm going to call this thing the Gravel Valley, okay? And this is what you do. You're going through a list and say, "Okay, hey, we're talking about the Commanders, point number one, point number two." When you hesitate, you go, "I don't know." You go down into the chest.
Into the gravel.
You get a little bit of like Velcro. I don't know. I don't know if they got what it takes. Very, very. It's something that's uniquely you. I think it's the vocal version of really underlining a point, and the approval rating on that is very high. I think it's going to take you places. I think you've got a future. I didn't need top 40 under 40 to tell me that you had what it takes. It's the Gravel Valley and the confidence that you have when you use that vocal move. That I just think you got potential. I think you're going to go places, Michael.
You want more of that.
So thank you for that for the people. Any thoughts on the Gravel Valley? Do you know that you do it? Do you do it at home?
Do you feel it? Yeah. Do you know when it's happening?
I need a monitor at home if I'm using
like
it.
When your wife's cooking dinner, you're like, "Tuesday sounds good. Wednesday, I don't know." Like,
yes, absolutely.
Okay,
100%. Yes. London Fletcher does the Commanders games on the radio. He has a laugh when something good happens.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's awesome.
That's good. You need a signature vocal thing. I say "listen" a lot when I need listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the emphasis for mm-hmm. a point too. Mm-hmm. I know that is absolutely. Or maybe I'm questioning myself in that moment too. There's a little there's maybe a self doubt Gravel
it's
Valley
existential.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. I wrote that down before the show and I said it during the show. Do I believe it? New information has come in.
Yep,
it's good.
We have to reconsider everything.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. Thank you. Look.
Do you love it?
Oh, ding, ding, ding! Right there it was.
Time to move on. It is genuine love. But also, I love it because we have to get to a commercial break.
All right.
Because that's how we pay the bills around. We're back with Blaine and Chris after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. All right, two holiday songs left. We'll wrap this up for the season here. Blaine and Chris will be back next year. Looking forward to that. I brought to the pile here Sabrina Carpenter. This is the Nonsense Christmas. When you go to Netflix... we've got Apple TV. You hit Netflix, it like just starts blaring like the show of the day at you. I hate that. I don't like that at all. I blared Sabrina Carpenter Christmas at me the other day. Go ahead, fire it up. It's the 25th, I wish it was the 1st. Couples all around me, damn it hurts. I'ma push them in the fireplace and watch them burn. Santa, Santa, why do you hate me? I'm a gift, look how God made me. Never, never get what's on. It's Sabrina Carpenter, Nonsense Christmas. We haven't had a bona fide pop Christmas banger since Mariah Carey. That was 30 years ago. We've produced a lot of musical talent since then. None of them have made a Christmas banger. My suspicion is they're not making Christmas songs. They're just making songs, right? That's just a song. Just a song about how she doesn't like not having a boyfriend. That's it. They're no... Mariah Carey wrote a Christmas song. That's... I'm asking Sabrina Carpenter and everybody else. I don't have anything against Sabrina Carpenter. If you're going to do a Christmas album, do it right.
Does that song become a Christmas song as if you just put some bells jingling in the background? Because there are some songs
that's
that I
what
think...
That's what she thinks.
It's a sad song with jingle bells in it.
That's what she thinks.
It's a sad song with jingle bells in it. Mm-hmm.
That's what she thinks. Hazel, you also brought in a holiday song, which I am I'm very excited about here. You want to tell us about it? Do you want me to introduce it? What's the play here?
It's Australian. What else is there to say?
It's Australian.
Boom, 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 boom. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus through the blazing sun. Six white boomers, snow white boomers, on his Australian run.
See, that's a banger.
A boomer is Australian for a male kangaroo.
Who knew?
That's the context you need.
Oh,
that's
wow,
the context
wow.
you need.
You said no one's writing Christmas songs anymore.
Not in America,
right,
but in Australia.
In Australia.
Down under,
you're
they got
right.
it going on.
It is alive.
Capturing the season.
Alive and well.
The spirit of the season.
Down there in Australia. They're still doing their thing.
It's a sign of national decline, I think, for us. We need to...
Yep.
Get back in the studio, figure out what we can do.
And Australia on the rise, so look out for them to be the next global power. The Christmas songs play counterclockwise down there, I believe, thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the segment of the show, before we wrap it up. You will both appreciate this. Awan's here. Awan Radio is on the fan every day from noon to 3, and he's hanging out in the studio. Adam has a friend who can go to Dave & Buster's and win the jackpot every time. I didn't believe this at first either. He's got video. So they went to the Commanders game the other day, and they went to Dave & Buster's after. And after they went to the Commanders game, they went to Dave & Buster's. They hit the jackpot a number of times. That's kind of amazing in and of itself.
What is can you tell me the game? Like, what when you say win the jackpot, what is,
yeah,
what is
so
the game?
Yeah, so there's multiple games. I mean, it's the most incredible athlete I've ever seen, the way he has the hand-eye coordination. So basically, it spins around like a clock. You control one hand. The other hand just spins automatically. But you can tell it to stop by hitting a button, but he's timed it out. So if he hits it to stop here... He knows that it keeps going and lands right on the jackpot. Then there's another one where the lights, every single light bulb lights up. Only four of the 150 light bulbs are jackpots. He can time it out, boom, hit it, and it lands on it. It's unreal.
So that's eye-hand coordination and timing.
That's the best skill in the world. So they got with their 50,000 tickets this. It's the Hidden Treasures Mystery NFL signed jersey. It's a guaranteed signed NFL jersey.
Look at that.
From a superstar.
It's a big prize. It's the biggest prize at Dave & Buster's. A
lot of tickets.
Wow.
So this is the best moment of radio we'll have all year. This is Adam opening the jersey live on AWOD Radio.
Oh. All right, I'm going to unbox it right now. Live on the radio.
You're going to know the team. You're going to know the team first.
Yeah, we are on Instagram at AWOD Radio if you want to chime in. It's purple! It's purple! It's purple! It looks like it's a Viking! It is Yari. It is Ron Yari, Hall of Famer for the Minnesota Vikings.
It's
number 73.
Turns out it's Ron Yari. I didn't know that either. Gary Hess came up here like very like, how could you not have heard of Ron Yari? Like, because he was an offensive lineman for the Vikings 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Mislabeling by Dave & Buster's or fair game?
I mean, I'm looking at the box. We've got
Travis Kelce, Jalen Hurts,
Tom Brady, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no Ron Yeary on the box.
I would argue that he is a lower tier.
He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, Blaine. Tom Brady is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Neither is Travis Kelce or Jalen Hurts.
Ooh. Oh, so the box does lie.
No, the box says superstar.
Oh, it just says superstar.
But I'm my.
Does the Hall of Fame make you a superstar?
I mean, I think my the pyramid of power rankings of players. I think in 2024, I'm talking about who are in the public consciousness. Because when you're opening up the box, you're not thinking if you open one up and you get a Hall of Famer from 1957. No respect to that tier of people. But I think when you open up the box, you want somebody, a name that you recognize. So yeah,
I did not want offensive linemen.
Yes, if we need to, I do know some lawyers if we want to pursue this legally.
Yeah,
I don't know what their
Take
rates
some pictures
would be,
of that
but
box.
I think this is worth an investigation.
Yeah, I just thought you'd like to hear that because I do think that was, I mean, that was tremendous radio. Though. I feel bad for Awan, but that was tremendous content as you open it live on the air. You were asking me during the break if our fortunes rise and fall with the Commanders, and the answer is yes, unquestionably yes. The Commanders are good, so the show is hot right now, and people are jumping on board the MP on the mic train. There are, the only thing we don't want, like, I'm speaking as a sports journalist, period. This is everything, radio, the newspaper, the internet, all of it. The only thing we don't want is 8-8. You can't work with 8-8. And I've told coaches this. I told Jay Gruden this. Is it like, if I could pick any record for your team to have, it would be 16-0, win the Super Bowl. That is the best possible outcome for me. But if I could pick a second best possible outcome, it would be 0-16.
So you want, the two options are the confetti's falling from the ceiling or you have a paper bag on your head.
Fire everybody.
Yeah.
Because that moves the needle either way. You know what doesn't move the needle? Like, we had a good season. Like, maybe we'll add some pieces and it was, some of them were good, some of them were bad. We were never really in it.
Meh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Paper bag on your head is good radio.
That's great radio. Absolutely. Not as good as Super Bowl radio, which we may have in the next few years.
Because people love, I mean, that's the same reason why when there's a car accident and no lanes are closed, traffic slows down. Because people want to be like, what's going on here?
Over under, Commanders are in the Super Bowl by 2029. Yes or no?
Yes.
I like
Jayden. And Adam Peters, we trust.
I like Jayden Daniels a lot. I do. Final holiday thoughts from Blaine and Chris here?
Not a holiday thought. I would just say on the Commanders, I have an older sister that's in a wheelchair, and she had season tickets, and I did not like the Daniel Snyder administration. Like, I was out on the whole organization.
Yeah.
And I would give my sister grief. I was like, are you still following that organization after all the things? And she's excited. I'm excited. I have not watched the Commanders in probably over a decade, and I've watched almost every game this year. And so I'm a middle-of-the-road sports fan, but I'm excited about the future. Chris Payne.
Commanders, on a personal note, similar to your show, that the better the Commanders do, the level of fan that my mother-in-law is of the Commanders, my life is also improves when the Commanders are doing well.
And that's what actually matters. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. AWOD Radio's up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.